Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. With the pandemic shutting down about 70 county fairs across Illinois, here's something you probably will not be able to hear this summer.
All right, we got Johnny Braska set and ready to go. High Flyer, the bucking horse from Big Hat Rodeo. He said, all right, boys, let's go. Turn me loose now. Oh, whoa.
Now, that is the sound of a Big Hat Rodeo. The company is based in the northern Illinois town of Harvard, and this would have been its 100th year putting on rodeos in and around the Midwest. Of course, like so much else in 2020, the coronavirus pandemic has put a stop to all that, and the economic effects are far-reaching. According to a 2014 University of Illinois Extension study, county fairs drove more than $170 million in spending that summer, but now the clowns, cowboys, and horses are out of work. Joining us to discuss the economic fallout from the pandemic and the history of rodeos in Illinois is Lenora Cazavala. She's a fourth-generation rodeo owner of the Big Hat Rodeo. Hello, Lenora, and welcome to the 21st.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. And we also have with us Brant Clark. He's a former professional bullfighter and now a horse trainer and rodeo announcer. He calls many of the Big Hat Rodeo shows. Hello, Brant. Welcome to you to the 21st.
Well, thank you for having us.
And we're also hoping to be able to bring a professional rodeo clown into the conversation, but he's also a working farmer, was out on the field, and we're not sure if he's going to be able to get cell reception. So I will just leave that sort of teaser there and hope we can connect. Listeners, though, our phone lines are open for you. You can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. What are you going to miss about county fairs this summer? Or maybe you're a fan of the rodeo and will miss the performances and have a question for one of our guests. Again, give us a call, 800-222-9455, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Lenora, I want to begin with you and first talk a little bit about the history of the rodeo in Illinois. As I understand, this would have been the 100th year of Big Hat Rodeo, producing rodeos in the Midwest. And it started with your grandfather and uncle who emigrated from Italy. So how did they come to start a rodeo?
Well, it's kind of funny, but my grandfather, when he got to Illinois, he settled in Libertyville, which is a little unlikely suburb of northwest of Chicago, and went to work as a factory worker, didn't speak English, and was going to classes in the evening to learn how to speak and write English. And the teacher gave him some of these little dime Western novels to read. And a couple of years later, when he brought his son over from Italy, who was then 2 or 3 years old, they started teaching him as well. And then he went to school, and his teacher did the same thing. And both of them, when they were reading the stories, fell in love with stories of the Old West and horses and cattle and all of that. And sooner or later, they had working horses that were actually digging the basements for buildings in Libertyville. And they started deciding to buck them on weekends and see what would happen. So they brought out their friends and family and started it that way. And in 1920, the Calsevera family put on their very first rodeo. And it was in Lake County. And there has been rodeos produced by the Calsevera family every year since, until this year.
Wow. So I'm looking at this photo, I understand, is of you, and I'm not sure if you're dismounting or mounting or just riding a horse in the 80s at the Lake County Fair. What was it like growing up in a rodeo family?
Oh, it was a blast. I to this day, I believe that I had the best childhood of anybody I've ever met. We lived on a farm outside of Libertyville. Went to school like everybody else at Catholic school, and there were 4 of us kids, and we all learned to ride practically before we could walk, and we rode every day. Got to have a stable that we rented horses and stuff in it as well. Met fabulous people from all over the country and rodeoed all the time. So we grew up learning how to do everything from trick ride, which is the picture that you're looking at, and trick rope. We learned how to ride jumping horses and barrel race and all of those kind of things. So a lot of different disciplines, all different types of horses, and just great, great people to grow up with.
And Brant, I want to bring you into the conversation. I understand you're a former professional bullfighter. Now you train horses and announce many of the Big Hat Rodeos in Illinois and around the Midwest. Can you talk about the atmosphere of a rodeo? Why is it so compelling and meaningful to so many parts of the Illinois and of Illinois and the Midwest, I should say?
Well, the answer to this, right, is today we have so much live streaming and things that are we're supplementing now that we're having to stay home a little bit. But what you don't, what you're missing in all of that at a rodeo is the atmosphere, the energy, being in that arena, the cheer of the crowd, to feel the ground shake when the bulls and the bucking horses hit the ground. And that's what I think we're missing, you know, by not being able to put people in those stands and enjoy the American cowboy at his greatest.
And we're also joined now, we were able to connect with John Lefty Key, who's a native Illinoisan and a professional rodeo clown. John, welcome to the 21st.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
So your job as a professional clown is to entertain crowds and provide fun for families at rodeos and county fairs. I wonder, what are you missing most about a summer without rodeos?
Well, as he said, the biggest thing is the atmosphere. You know, most of my rodeos, I think I've gotten, I've done two and I got one left. Everything else has been canceled. And you miss that roar of the crowd. You miss the little kids sitting there just smiling. It's the people, and you know, it's also the family that you travel with. I meet new people everywhere I go, and it's just a great time. And we miss that. We miss being around people. We miss that, you know, the enjoyment that they get out of watching these cowboys compete, and trying to make them laugh and stuff. And it's just a blast to be around, and you miss that atmosphere.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about rodeos in Illinois. We're joined by Lenora Calcevara. She's a fourth-generation rodeo owner of Big Hat Rodeo, which is based in Harvard, Illinois. Brant Clark, a former professional bullfighter, now a horse trainer and rodeo announcer. He announces many of the Big Hat Rodeo shows. And John Lefty Key, a native of Illinois and a professional rodeo clown. And listeners, we want to remind you, you can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. You can tweet us at 21st Show. Lenora, I want to get into the economic effects of the pandemic on rodeos like yours. You were quoted recently in the Chicago Tribune on this subject, saying that we get so much news on how huge the pandemic is worldwide and countrywide that we forget how big a difference it can be for one business, one family, one person, one company, or a fair. I could never have even had a nightmare like this. Can you talk a little bit more about how the pandemic and the restrictions on crowd sizes and things like that are affecting your business?
Certainly. I think one of the things that happens immediately is that things like sponsors completely dry up, because not only if their business is capable of still financially supporting a rodeo, they still feel almost bound to support things that are helping people for the pandemic, things like food banks and, you know, and housing and all kinds of things that are necessary today that weren't necessarily as big an importance back in the earlier in the year. So sponsorships have completely dried up. And the trickle-down effect from rodeo or county fairs being canceled, which, as you said at the beginning, there's 70-some county fairs that will not happen this summer, just in Illinois. The dollars that are involved in those, not only for the fair, but for vendors and for families and for people, even down to people that provide things like porta-johns and printers and banks and everybody else. There's feed companies, trucking companies, all of them are completely affected by us not having business or Brant not being able to travel and everybody else. It becomes a kind of a snowball effect, where everybody in the business, whether they're actually rodeo participants or not, are still affected. Contestants are in large numbers staying home because there's no rodeos to go to, and that's a huge portion of their income. People like clowns, announcers, judges, pickup men, all of them have a big portion of their income, if not all, created by the sport of rodeo. When rodeos are canceled, that all dries up. Same thing for me. I still am feeding all the horses every day. Have to, you know, buy license plates and insurance and everything for trucks and vehicles and all of those kind of things. Mortgage payments, none of that stops because of the pandemic, but all the income has stopped.
Yeah, and what sort of adjustments have you had to make? I mean, you mentioned feeding the horses, putting license plates on your trailers, things like that. Are there adjustments you've had to make to your business?
Oh, sure. And I think that there will be more in the coming months, but I think and I'm one of the very lucky ones because I have income other than just rodeo from pensions, and that is probably my lifesaver. But for a lot of people in this business, they don't have that outside income, and it could make the difference between staying in business and not. And I think that by the end of this, we're going to see a huge number of rodeos themselves, rodeo committees, fairs, rodeo companies that are no longer existing.
So Brant, I want to bring you back into the conversation. I understand you also produce bull riding events. I wonder, how has the pandemic affected your ability to find work this year?
Well, I think that my answer is going to sound like a carbon copy to Lenora's answer, which is when you have no sponsors, right, you're relying on the ability of ticket sales to carry your event. Well, now with the social distancing in place, now your capacity is cut in half, maybe even by two-thirds. So an event that you could base on 5,000 ticket sales, now you have to try to produce that event at 1,800 ticket sales. And so it's virtually impossible without sponsorships. We pretty well just said the same thing. We're not going to be able to produce events this year, or we're not going to be able to produce the quality event that we want to produce. You know, where we pride ourselves on the word professional. And so in order to be able to do this, it would have to go to an amateur type level. And that's not the product that we want to put out. We want to put out the best of the American cowboy. Those kids that are sitting in the stands, they might never get the chance to meet a cowboy. And I think that's important, because the cowboy still lives by a code. The good ones do. And getting those kids around that, I think is important, but it's not going to happen this year.
You know, and as somebody who's so entrenched in the industry, Brant, I wonder what you're hearing from other people. Is this a universal situation for the rodeo industry across the country, or is it more regionalized as the pandemic flares up and flares down in different places?
Well, I think there's some pockets of Oklahoma and Texas and West that are still going on. Some of them do have social distancing in place. Some of them do not. It affects everybody. Now, the contestants, I think, are traveling a little bit farther now. Bull riders, I'll speak to them. Nick Leica, those guys carry part-time jobs, but the majority of their income comes from what they win. And if you're not competing, you're not getting the paycheck. And so, they're forced to try to live on what little bit of money they can scrounge out from side jobs and things like that. And, I'd like to feel sorry for us, but I'm sure something like this in the Great Depression happened the same way.
Yeah. So, John, I understand that in addition to being a rodeo clown, you're also a farmer. Is that enough to sustain you, or is that your main source of income, or how are you getting by in the pandemic?
No, my main source of income is rodeo.
Okay.
We've got a small farm with just some horses and hay. We help some neighbors run cows and that kind of stuff. But our main source is the rodeo, and it's took a big bite. I've probably lost, I think, 24 shows this year. And, that's a huge, huge loss. And I feel for those contestants, just like they said, my boy is a bareback rider. He qualified again for the college national finals again this year. And, they don't have it. This was his last year. I feel for those seniors and those guys that, this is a once in a lifetime chance for them to go out to Wyoming and compete in the big circle. It's kind of like the national finals in Vegas for them. And, I feel for those guys that will, never have that chance again. And the economics, I'm out, I'm driving Uber and Lyft and Grubhub and delivering for Walmart, you name it, to try to eke out some, because it's like Lenore said, those bills don't stop. They keep coming in, whether it's your electric bill or the hay feed and mortgages and all that. It'd be nice if that'd stop for the pandemic, but, we just have to play catch up then afterwards. So, you just do what you've got to do. And, you just keep putting your hand to the plow, moving forward and hoping and praying that this will end soon and we'll get back at it. And, because we travel all over the country. I'm never home in the summer. And all of a sudden I'm home and my wife's probably wondering, what the heck are you doing here?
Well, we'll have to leave the conversation there. That's John Lefty Key, who's an Illinois native and a professional rodeo clown. We've also been speaking with Brant Clark, a former professional bullfighter and now a horse trainer and rodeo announcer who announces many of the Big Hat Rodeo shows. And we've been talking with Lenora Calzavara. She's a fourth generation rodeo owner of Big Hat Rodeo, which is based in Harvard, Illinois. Lenora, Brant, and John, thank you all so much for being with us today and sharing your stories.
Thank you,
sir. Appreciate it.
And that is all the time we have for the 21st today and this week. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan's our engagement producer, and Zainab Qureshi is our intern. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. This, the 21st, is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.